Hello, everyone out there. This is Blake Ruby from San Antonio. I hope you're doing all right. I'm doing fine. Another week has gone by here in San Antonio. It started to get a little cooler. Some mornings last week, they were in the 60s. And I came out here in the patio, and I had to wear a hat and a coat. Wow. And that was the day after the first day of fall, which was the 22nd. And I thought, wow, things happen quickly here in Texas. I think around the world, too. You know, we go through these, well, not around the world, sir, because other parts of the world have different seasons than we do. But it started, that process of, you know, everything getting cooler, the sun goes down earlier, and I like it. It's not too cold here in San Antonio in the wintertime. And it's refreshing to feel that change. Rather than having an even temperature all year round, that'd be kind of boring. But if we wanted to do that, we could do it. We'd just have to adjust our orbits around the sun. And you know how to do that, right? Very simple. I'm just kidding. Actually, from some of the research I've done on the internet and in books I've read, some extraterrestrial civilizations out there, they know how to adjust their orbits around their sun. I'm taking a guess right now how there's electromagnetic waves, anti-gravity waves, perhaps some kind of ultrasound. Some sound has some very incredible qualities to it. If you get into the finer details of sound, you've heard how a voice can break windows and glasses. That same kind of principle applies when you know how to use everything within the parameters of sound, so to speak. Some of the pyramids that were built in the older civilizations like Egypt or in the Mayan civilization, the Incas. If you don't know by now, well, you never know, I guess, that they were visited by extraterrestrials who obviously didn't feel threatened back in those days because the only weapons they had were spears and bows and arrows. So they had no qualms about interacting with human civilizations at that time. And so they shared their technology with them, and part of that technology was anti-gravity electromagnetic technology, which could lift, despite kind of like a tractor beam, Star Trek, you know, a la Star Trek, moving these huge 50-ton blocks. People want to think that manpower did it. Well, go ahead, keep believing that. But the intelligent thing to consider, or intelligently, let me rephrase that, because I don't want to offend anyone out there. You heard that song, you gotta get wiser, you gotta get smarter, you gotta get stronger. I forget who sang it, but as a human race, as a species, we have to get smarter. Each day is an opportunity to develop ourselves, not only intellectually, but also spiritually. And some things just don't stand the test of logic. You know, I think that goes like the pyramid at Giza, that one that goes 700 feet high. To think that it was made by men with ropes and logs is illogical. Logic will save the world, in my opinion. I'm a very logical guy. And for those of you that that listened to my show before, I'm going to say something again for the benefit of the people who are listening to it for the first time, and hopefully there are a few around the world, you know, listening to internet radio, BBS radio, because it's a good medium. I like radio better than television myself, because television has become too powerful as a medium. You know, I can hear it going on in the background in our house. You know, other people have it on for themselves. And if you're not actually sitting down and watching television, to hear it from a distance can be disconcerting, to say the least. And I know it's not just me, you know. I've heard other people say the same. That's why they'd call it the boob tube. But now the boob tube, since when they began calling it back in the 60s, has gotten even more powerful. Now to get a major commercial played on television, like a primetime news channel, television channel, CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. And it's gotten so they just, they run over you. So I'm trying to say this in a tactical way, not to offend anyone out there. They kind of force it on you. How about that? They force it. And of course, you don't have to listen to it if you don't want to, but still, when you're living with somebody else in the house and they have their choice of channels, sometimes, if I had my way, if I lived by myself, and I don't see it happening in the future, but possibly, you know, if my wife precedes me to the grave, so to speak, and I hope that doesn't happen. You know, I want to live a few more years with my wife. She's very beautiful, loving spirit, kind. And I almost lost her back in 2019 to pneumonia. And it came so close as to her having a near-death experience. That's how close it came. But God, the creator of the universe, spoke to her, or an angel, or Jesus, I don't know who did, and said, it's not your time. And these near-death experiences, similar ones, happen all the time and have happened in the past, all the way back through the centuries. It's nothing new. If you've never had one happen to you, don't count it out. You never know. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. I don't need to tell you that, right? It could happen to me tomorrow. And people are dying all the time around the world. But getting back to what I was saying, I like radio because the commercials are less intrusive, so to speak. They sound friendlier. They don't really force things at you so much like television does. Oh yes, television has become a powerful medium, my friends. And even my druthers, I would turn it off and not listen to it. Radio. Sometimes. Yes. But reading books, going for walks, sitting outside watching the sunset, that's where the action is. Looking up at the stars at nighttime. Yeah, right? That's logical. But what I was going to say in regard to logic is this, my friends. And I've got some singing planned for the show today, but first let me just say, you know, here, this has always been a pet peeve of mine, to try to make contact with those extraterrestrials, which we know are out there. I know they're out there. They could be listening to my radio show right now. If I was them, I would, because there's not too many people like me in this world who talk a lot about spirituality. I don't hold any punches, so to speak. I just want to be known. But we hide the truth a lot in this day and age in our lives. We're not too concerned about the truth, which is a bad thing, especially when our civilization has kind of taken a turn in the wrong direction and we need help. I know the ETs out there, they've visited us before in the past, as I mentioned, all over the world, not only in Central America, in South America, but all over the world. They've been here. They're here right now, I think. They're interacting with us and have done so. More than 60 different types of races, I heard. If you've never seen a Fast Walker, check out Fast Walker. It's free on YouTube. And Fast Walker is a term that our government uses for flying saucers. It will convince you, if you haven't already been convinced, that they're out there, that they're real. I believe that our civilization would be better off for it if we made contact with them, but it's going to be very difficult because they look at us as a very violent species. But one of the first steps that we have to understand and internalize is knowing that there is life out there in the universe, not only the sentient beings, but also, I'm looking at a little hornet that's stuck in their patio. One of these mud daubers, you know, mud wasps or whatever. He's trying hard to get out. He's lost his way. There's a hole down there, buddy. I've got a whole screen, a tiny little hole. He's lucky enough, he can find it and get out. But in the meantime, you might have to wait. He comes over here. Well, I might have to redirect him, but I'm not going to spend too much time. I've helped him before. Oh, he came so close to find that little hole. Anyway, so there is life out there. And as I've mentioned before, this is a pet peeve of mine. I'll say it again for the benefit of the people that are listening to my show for the first time. Yay! Think of all the life here on Earth. That little insect right there I'm looking at, that flying insect. There's over a million types of insects on our planet. And around the Amazon basin in South America, in those hundreds of thousands of acres, there are about half of those insects that live there. Half a million varieties of insects in the Amazon area. And in the oceans, seas, rivers, and lakes, over 30,000 types of fish, my friend. 30,000 different types, different eyes, different bodies, different shapes, sizes, capable of reproducing. Some can fly. Some swim fast. Some are very intelligent, like dolphins. Some are incredibly huge and heavy, like whales. They're mammals, actually. Sharks. Over 30,000 different types. Over 10,000 types of reptiles and birds. Over 9,000 types of amphibians and 5,000 types of mammals. Not to mention the trees and flowers and all the thousands of different types and the fruits and the vegetables. If all that life happened by accident, logically, now put on your logic hat. Logically, that could happen anywhere in the universe. And we know there's other planets out there, right? Some are different, like in our solar system. I'm sure they weren't created just for the heck of it, you know. You believe in a creator, yeah, I think I'll create Jupiter just because it looks pretty, you know. It serves no function whatsoever. Mars serves no function whatsoever. I just created it, you know. That's what the creator said. Mother and Father God, when they merged their spirits, he spoke those words into the ethereal realm of the universe, so to speak. But if there is a creator, like the original creator who created the Big Bang, he's out there, creator of the universe. You are awesome. He created the universe as both male and female. Better get used to that idea. It's true. Angels are too. Androgynous. Yeah. Internalize that, please. It'll help us. All of us. I'm learning from other people. You can learn from me, right? That Mother and Father, God, who created our souls and spirits, are the offspring. We are their offspring, but they are the results of the original supreme creator that created the universe, the physical universe, our mother and father God in heaven on the sun, lived the life like we're living here on this planet, on some other planet, maybe in another galaxy, going through their process of evolution. Reincarnation, one life after another. Doesn't matter if you don't believe me. What matters most is the truth, right? So if there is a creator, whether it's mother and father God in heaven on the sun, who merged their spirits to create, and they create not only children, little souls and spirits like we were before we were born, but also planets with specific atmospheric conditions which are conducive to whatever life lives on them. Take Venus, for example. It is hot enough to melt lead there at about 900 degrees Fahrenheit, and the pressure will crush a lot of things. You know, a spaceship, you land a spaceship on Venus like the Russians did. Did you know the Russians landed 8 spaceships on Venus? I forget what they're called. Check it out on the internet if you don't believe me. They didn't last very long because of the pressure and the heat. And after a while, they just crumple up because of the pressure. But the last one, I forget when that was, but they were able to transmit some pictures back to Earth. The Soviet Union at that time, but now the Russians, are very all right people in my book, you know. They're very intelligent. Unfortunately, we got caught up in some kind of competition with them. I don't know if you remember. So now it's been this competition after another, one competition. And we're not getting along with them. That's one thing I like about Mr. Trump, and he and President Putin got along. And if you're the kind of person that says, well, let's kick the Russians' butt, then you're just asking for them to fire their nuclear weapons at us and destroy us all. So that's not the right way to think. We have to reach out and talk, not only with people within our own country, but other countries around the world, or else we're going to destroy ourselves. If you want to be destroyed, you know, that's going to hurt. And it's not going to be a good thing on your eternal soul going forward into the future to know that you didn't contribute to saving the world. Instead, you spoke words of gloom and doom and negativity. I'm just saying, you know, I can't rag too much on a fellow co-creator God in the making, but I know some people think that way because I've run into them. I've talked with them. It's unfortunate. It's only because they don't know. They're maybe a young soul, or they've been brought up by their parents, you know, molded and shaped by them into what they are today, and now they just espouse the same beliefs and the same thoughts without really standing alone on their own, thinking for themselves, espouting those same things that the parents did, caught in that generational curse, so to speak, not breaking those habits and vices. But anyway, so if there is a creator, let's say the supreme creator of the universe, who's knowledgeable and powerful, yeah, powerful, like magic power, to create all this life on Earth, all the varieties of life that I mentioned, logically, here we go again, the logic, that creator has the knowledge and power to create either the same or different life, like we can't imagine anywhere. And I do mean anywhere, A-N-Y-W-H-E-R-E, in the universe. So we know the universe is a very large place, and they're discovering planets all the time. So now what used to be a big question mark is no longer a question mark. There are many, many planets out there. In fact, when you look up into the evening sky and see those stars out there, they're really suns. And each sun, each individual sun has planets that revolve around it. That's why if you get a telescope and you focus on one of those stars, which are really suns, you'll see something like a horseshoe, which is really another solar system. That's something we haven't internalized as a civilization. Science and astronomy hasn't come out and said, yes, every single sun/star in the evening sky is a separate solar system. They haven't said that. We don't believe that. We're too focused on lower evolutionary things, you know. But enough of that. So you see what logic can do? Logic can prove. We don't need proof, my friends, to prove that the ETs are out there. We don't need them to land in our backyard. We don't need them to give us a piece of metal from their planet, off of their spaceship. We don't need to see them and look at them. It's probably a good thing if you're a non-believer. It's probably a good thing that you don't come face to face with one of them, because you'd be stuck in that deer in the headlight gaze, probably hypnotized for an indefinite amount of time, because all those beliefs that you had apparently all of a sudden were wrong. You know what I mean? They do exist, and they come in many shapes and sizes. Thanks. Courtesy of the supreme creator of the universe, who can do anything. Just imagine if you were someone that had magical powers and you could do anything. I do mean create anything. Imagine, what would you do if you could create anything? If you could like wave a magic wand and whatever you thought, whatever you wanted to come into existence would, just by maybe speaking a few words and waving a magic wand. Well, the supreme creator is like that. Magical, powerful, omniscient, beyond our comprehension. Anyway, here's a song. I'm going to get my singing in. I've done enough talking, and now I'm going to focus on singing, because I need to get ready for church tomorrow, getting up there in front of the congregation and singing our beautiful songs of worship and praise. I think there's nothing wrong with that. You know, some religions, they don't have it right, but at least they believe in a creator, whether they believe in the Bible or the Quran or the whatever the Buddhists or the Vishnus, the Hindus believe in. You know, it's cool. Just believe in a higher power, man. Come on. You know, even Leonard Skinner, the Southern rock band, in their song, Simple Man, they knew it. They knew the answer. They knew that the truth was, of course, in that verse, go find a woman and you find love. Okay, young man? And don't forget, son, there is someone up above. Yeah. I might sing that. I forget what I've sung before in the past. I know over 100 songs I've got access to right here on my computer. Here's one called Forever Young by Rod Stewart. Got some beautiful lyrics. I'm going to take a drink of water, get it going. So there'll be a few seconds here while I'm getting it ready. Hold on, please. I haven't tried this before, so I might have to adjust the volume a little bit so I don't get drowned out. But I'm not using a microphone this time. I like to have both hands free, you know. Computer did a restart. It restarted automatically. I don't like that when it does that. Here we go. May the good Lord be with you down every road you roam. And may sunshine and happiness surround you when you're far from home. May you grow to be proud, dignified, and true. And do unto others as you would have done to you. Be courageous and be brave. And in my heart you'll always stay forever young. Forever young. May good fortune be with you. May your guiding light be strong. Build a stairway to heaven with a prince or a vagabond. And may you never love in vain. And in my heart, you'll always remain forever young. Forever young. Forever young. Forever young. Yeah! And when you finally fly away, I'll be hoping that I served you well. With all the wisdom of a lifetime, no man can ever tell. But whatever road you choose, I'm right behind you, win or lose, forever young, forever young, forever young, forever young, forever young, forever young. I found a really cool way to block out the sun because the sun is setting and it's getting in my face, but I've got my speaker on a stand here. I've just positioned it so it blocks out the sun, which is cool. I just thought of it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. Forever Young by Rod Stewart. Beautiful lyrics, especially the beginning. May the good Lord be with you down every road you roam. Isn't that true? So true. I know some of us think we're invincible, but not true. We see it all over the place. I'm not trying to be morbid or say anything negative. Let's just face reality. I mean, we have to be cautious. And by believing what I just said, then we can be more cautious. You know? Does that make sense? Acknowledge reality and save yourself from any future possible surprises, so to speak, right? Makes sense. Logical? Okay, I'm going to come up with another song here. Here's one called I'd Love to Change the World. I can't remember what I played before in the past. Last week I sang a few songs, but I've got so many. This one, I don't think I've sang it at the Wounded Warriors. I mentioned to you on previous shows that I go there to sing. It's been a while because of COVID, but here's one called I'd Love to Change the World by 10 Years After. It was from the 70s. And I remember when I lived in Guadalajara, Mexico, I had my own bed, I lived with my parents. And I had a little radio next to my bed. It was an old radio that we got when we lived in Germany back around 1960, 1959. And I would put on a channel at nighttime when I would go to bed called Radio International. Radio, International Radio. And I would fall asleep and then I would hear that song being played after. That was a favorite. And a few other ones, but that's the one I remember most. It's just Okay, 10 years after that, let me change the world. I don't want to turn it up too loud. You never hear that in the background. But if I, if I'm not using a microphone, I have to compete with the sound, if you know what I mean. Everywhere there's freaks and Harrys, dykes and fairies, tell me where is sanity? Where they thought back then in those things. Tax the rich, feed the poor, till there's no rich no more. I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. So I leave it up to you. Population keeps on breeding, nations bleeding, still more feeding economy. Life is funny. Skies are sunny, bees make honey, who needs money? Oh, not for me. I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. So I leave it up to you. Oh, will pollution, there's no solution, institution, election, just black and white, rich and poor, us and them, stop the war. I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. So I leave it up to you. Well, that's it, my friend. I had to turn the volume up a little bit. I know you can barely hear it, probably. And I'm just trying this out for the first time to see how it goes. I'm experimenting. At least you could hear me sing, you know, even if it's kind of like a cappella, I guess, if you don't hear the music in the background. You know? Cool, right? So, last verse, they say, world pollution, there's no solution. Institution, electrocution, black and white, rich and poor, us and them, stop the war. Very real words back now. They came out in 71, and the war was still going on in Vietnam. So the point is, my friends, let's stop fighting and killing each other. Stop war, period. Stop war, period. Right? But anybody out there with me? Any believers in, like, future generations of children living in peace in the future? Yeah? Sound good? All it takes is a fresh start. At one point, each of us doing their own thing, doing the right thing to help out, making the world a better place. Let me find another song. Hold on, please. Here's a song by Queensryche, 1991, called Silent Lucidity. It's a beautiful song. It's about dream control. Dream control. Any dreamers out there? Any little dreamers? Dreamer. You know you are a dreamer. Here we go. Hush, now don't you cry. Wipe away the teardrop from your eye. You're lying safe in bed. It was all a bad dream spinning in your head. Your mind tricked you to feel the pain of someone close to you leaving the game of life. So here it is, another chance. Wide awake you face the day. Your dream is over, or has it just begun? There's a place I like to hunt, a doorway that I run through in the night. The last child you were there, but only didn't realize when you were scared. The place where you will learn to face your fears, retrace the years, and ride the winds of your mind. Commanding in another world, suddenly you'll hear and see this magic new dimension. Will be watching over you. I'm gonna help to see you through. I'll protect you in the night. Smiling next to you in silent lucidity. Dream control. Dream control. If you open your mind for me, you won't rely on open eyes to see. The walls you built within come tumbling down, and a new world will begin. Living twice at once, you'll learn you're safe from pain in the dream domain, a soul set free to fly. A round trip journey in your head, master of the illusion, can you realize your dreams alive? You can be the guide, and I will be watching over you. I'm gonna help to see you through. I'll protect you in the night, smiling next to you. That's it, my friend. Queensryche, Silent Lucidity, about dream control. Amazing words. Check out that song later on if you want to. Sang that at the Wounded Warriors. People know what's going on. They always constantly amaze me and make me realize that I'm not the only one going through some things, you know. Dreams hold the key to learning some solutions to problems that we're going through, you know. In a dream, we kind of get refreshed, get a new perspective. We wake up with a different mindset, you know. Anyway, what now? Oh, hold on. There's a song by Nat King Cole called Nature Boy. One of my favorites. It's a beautiful little song. There was a boy, a very strange enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye, but very wise was he. And then one day, one magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, fools and kings, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be loved in return. The greatest thing you'll ever learn is just and be loved in return. Nat King Cole, Nature Boy. There's another song I know called Unforgettable. Let me sing that song for you. Nat King Cole. So, I'll see that. reincarnated on another planet. It is Unforgettable by Nat King Cole. Unforgettable, that's what you are. Unforgettable, though near or far. Like a song of love that clings to me. How the thought of you does things to me never before. Has someone been more unforgettable in every way? And forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Unforgettable in every way, and forevermore, that's how you stay. That's why, darling, it's incredible that someone so unforgettable thinks that I am unforgettable too. Well, my friends, I think I've got time for one more. Let me find one here. There's a song, I don't know if it'll make it to the end here, but it's a good closing song. By Mr. Mister back in the 80s called Broken Wings. Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on each other's hand. This time could be the last I feel, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. Oh, oh, oh. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again, learn to live so free. When we hear the voice sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Take these broken wings. Baby, I think tonight we can take what was wrong and make it right. Baby, it's all I know, that you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. I love you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again, learn to live so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Take these broken wings. You've got to learn to fly, learn to live in love so free. And when we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us in. Yeah, yeah. Okay, thanks. Let us in. Well, I won't be able to finish the song, my friend. Thank you for listening to my show. Thank you for listening to BBS Radio. I encourage you to get your own show if you don't have one already. To say what you want. Sing what you want. It's been a pleasure being your host. Oh, all this formality, right? You know, everybody, I hope you do. May the creator of the universe bless us and help us to heal in any way we need it. Until next week, bye-bye.